This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode has been brought to you by TheDrop.com, where culture, fashion, home, and skate meet. Don't forget to apply code HEARASAP on orders over $100 before you check out. That is HEARASAP.
ASAP.
If you're listening on Apple, make sure you hit that subscribe button, 5-star rating, and write a review if you haven't already. I'm a listener to this on every other platform. Make sure you hit that follow button. Thank you for tapping into ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast. This episode is a rebroadcast, a repost from another show I was a host on, of me detailing my first experience working with and for BET at the BET Awards. Let's jump right in.
So 38. Hey.
Yo, what up, BHL? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenny here in studio for Black Hollywood Live's The BET Award After Show. I'm joined in studio by my lovely co-host, Miss Queen.
What's up, guys?
Sir Sean Allen.
What's up?
And you know we have Sir Ian Jarrell from GirlThat'sMySong.com.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me again.
Of course, we love you, Ian.
Yo, the BET Awards. First of all, I just want to give a clap for the BET Awards, y'all.
It was good this year.
Really good.
It was good this year.
Finally.
It was dope because it was good, and that was our first time working the red carpet. And we worked the red carpet at a good show, right?
Well, that too. So, all right, Sean, so tell us about your experience working the red carpet.
Last year, it was not so good. We weren't there, so thank God we were there for a good show. Wouldn't you agree?
You speak your speak what you feel. Why
is that how you feel, Sean?
Is that how you feel?
Yeah. That
okay,
is.
That's awesome.
You know, I would think that somebody would share the same sentiment as me, but it was really fun.
But it came out of nowhere.
And you got to be prepared, just like you were yesterday.
I'm always prepared.
All right, back on topic. So you guys went to the red carpet.
Yes, it was really fun.
It was hot. Everybody was really, really nice. It was chaotic. I can't stress how nice people were. It was dope. It was amazing. People were very responsive and receptive, even though, you know, it was chaotic. Queen was getting everybody's attention.
What was you doing out there, Queen?
Yo, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. Like, I thank God for my big mouth sometime.
Yeah.
Because people were trying to pass go, and I'm like, one question, just give me one question. Come on, give me one question. And they'd be like, I can't. I'm like, yo, I want to know how you feel about the Confederate flag coming down. They turn their ass right back around and come straight to me.
Yeah, I saw your video. Monica came back around.
Yeah. Can I get a refill? L. Varner came back around.
Man, hit that note.
We got August Alsina.
Jocelyn Hernandez.
Stevie J. Like, I've interviewed a lot of people.
Wow.
And the people who I was screaming for, people who was next to us was like, yes. So they'll try to snatch him, which we didn't mind. They were snatching him.
But they were getting some of your calls.
Yeah, they was getting my call. Just my screaming, being that somebody else will come up, they'll grab them. But then I'll be like, come on. Or like, say, if they circle back around, I'm like, come on. Like, Naturi, you, come on. I'm the one who called you over here. You didn't even give me my interview. She was like, you know what? You're right. And she came right back and gave me my interview. It was fun.
What was your highlight?
My highlight was hugging Patti LaBelle.
That was dope.
Patti LaBelle has been someone that I admired since I was young. When I was in high school, I used to sing all of her songs. And I used to love when she had her hair with the big fan. And when I saw her, I was like, I love you, Patty. And she was like, just like looking me in my eyes like, okay. I was like, can I have a hug? She was like, of course. And she kissed me on the cheek and she hugged me. If we look up some pictures, though, they probably got me standing next to her paparazzi because the cameras was going the Getty probably got me standing next to Patty. But humble spirit.
She was really, she absorbed Queen. Like, she was really, like, engaged.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
That was genuine. On her part, because everybody was like, oh, we love you. You like, I love you. And they say, well, I love you too. Patty was really meant it. Like,
excuse me.
That was dope.
So, I got video of me.
Tell them how you ran after Nicki Minaj's thing.
And Rihanna. I got Rihanna real good. I got Nicki Minaj real good. I got Patty real good in regards to after the show. A bitch was like out there like paparazzi.
I was like, damn, you like TMZ.
Yeah, I was TMZ.
If you guys want to check those out, make sure you guys check out the Beat TV on Instagram. We're going to get those up for you. Sean, what was your biggest highlight?
Tinashe. Seeing, like, I was about to interview her. She was right there next to me. I grabbed her and the camera died. Or what happened?
No, the camera didn't die. What happened was Sean, the whole time that Tinashe was being interviewed by the person next to her, his back was to her. You're supposed to turn forward and keep eye contact with her so she knows, like, look, done, you're coming right here. So when he turned to grab her, he wanted me to Snapchat and stood a camera at the same time. So I'm like, okay, well, this is more important. Let me turn the camera on because the battery started to die.
Right.
So I was turning the camera on. By the time I turned the camera on and looked up, I'm like, yo, where's Tinashe? He was like, you were late. I'm like, how was I late? I'm like, yo, I'm trying to turn the camera on and catch Tinashe for you. But for the most part, it was cool. It was a very wonderful experience. Sean got a lot of Snapchats, a lot of pictures and stuff like that. And the experience was awesome. I think I got the bug. I think I want to do premieres more. I want to do red carpets and I want to do movie premieres.
Very fast paced.
Because it ain't for everybody.
It isn't.
It's not for everybody at all.
Yo, it is not. Let me look. It is not as glamorous as you think it is, people. That shit is overwhelming. I was supposed to go to Tyrese's house for an after party. I was supposed to go to Tyrese's house. I couldn't even make it.
Too tired. I mean, yes, they had y'all working from early
from
in the
morning. From 1 until like 6:30. We on the carpet and then we went inside
the
media room until 9.
And that was like a mile walk.
Yeah.
We had to walk around the whole thing. It was really, really fast paced. Queen was very, I think she done this in her second life. She's very like aggressive, but in a good way. Everybody know who she is. I was very recognizable too, as mm-hmm. well, because of my beard and I have my hat. And it's like you see the same people at the same events. So that was my first time doing that. It was just dope seeing how different outlets work, different styles, and so it was dope. And it's definitely something I want to do again. It was just an amazing experience. It was an amazing experience, and like the show was good.
I just want you to focus more on getting the footage for the show, for BHL, as opposed to a Snapchat or Instagram pic.
Well, the camera was in red the whole time we were there.
Yeah, it was.
All right, so let's talk about the show. So they had the pre-show. Lil Mama performed her Sausage song, and I was just sitting here like, Lil Mama been around for too long to be doing a pre-show, but Alicia Keys was performing, so they were probably like, girl, you can't go inside.
That happened again.
You cannot go inside, but if you want, you can perform on the stage. Lil Mama did it. I love her. I thought the performance was great. I wish her hair wasn't that color because it just blended in with her.
What color did she have on for the pre-show?
She had a red outfit on, which was kind of like a 90s.
Is it the one that she had on white?
No, she had like a jogging suit or something.
Oh, okay.
It was like very TLC kind of.
It was like red strappy. It was a lot going on.
It was a lot. Definitely for her, I didn't mind it. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like very Little Mama-ish, but she killed her performance. I loved it. Jeremih and Natalina Rose.
Okay.
So Jeremih came out. The backtrack was a little too loud for him. Could barely hear him. And I'm just kind of like, he should have performed inside versus having Fetty Wap inside.
But he hasn't had a song out in a long time.
He's still had this.
So many.
He's written so many behind the scenes.
Don't tell him was at this BET Awards. Yeah. he should have been performing.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him. But he's not. He isn't that active right now in the industry for him to get that front, that big stage. He isn't active enough.
Yeah, he's just not big enough. I think.
Yeah.
He's cool for a pre-show.
Fetty Wap is hot right now. Yeah. Fetty Wap's been hot for about a year and a half right now. Well, about a year.
Just seemed like a pre-show.
We just opened the show to. I said, "What's up, hello?"
Well, that Well, the reason I wanted, that's the reason I wanted to do it because it was hilarious to me that he was performing inside the BET Awards, and then that people were saying this is the love song of our generation. I'm like,
The love song of the generation.
I hope that was Black Twitter that said that and not anything major, because that's a joke.
Right, as you sip your tea.
I'm like, the real joke.
Wow. All
right, well, let's talk about some fashion.
Yes.
So, Omeka hit the carpet. What did Omeka wear?
We didn't get to see Nicki on the carpet. They were on the front portion.
Well,
the
major, people like that big usually just do the front photographs. And then...
When we were on our side, I looked on the other side, and Meek was passing on the other side of the carpet. Mm. So they probably just did that front portion, then exit out the same way they came in, and then exit through the other side.
Oh, really? So we have a picture of Omeka.
She's wearing like a black dress, right?
Nicki and Meek. There we are.
Yeah. I didn't really love them together.
I didn't like this dress.
I don't like this dress either.
I like the one she wore inside with the V kind of.
I like the fact that she's normal.
Yeah.
She is. The dress looks so cheap, though. Like, all this buckling around
that,
the stomach.
You can see how big that thing is, though. But
it's very cheap. It's very Instagram boutique.
But I don't think they'll do that to her. She wouldn't wear Instagram boutique. That's definitely a name brand.
It's a name. It's definitely a name.
Tori had on an Instagram dress.
Who? She did?
Remember, she said the girl that had the African palm dress on Instagram.
Oh, Naturi. That was Gia. She said that's her personal friend.
Oh. So, I mean, it's their style. I like them. They remind me of a Jay and Beyonce, honestly, to be.
Yeah, I like they hood love.
Yeah, they real hood. I love it.
Next, we got Karrueche. She came on the carpet with her
hair was everything. Yeah. Storm. She was giving storm, honey.
And then the dress, the whole outfit was one of a kind.
It was like, cute.
This is a wig.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a closure.
Ooh, you better clock her.
Yeah, that's a wig. That's a closure. But it works. I mean, you had to see that shit in person.
It's like she floated down a red carpet.
Right. It felt like she was floating. But it looked like it also had a little bit of a mint green hue included on it. But whatever it does, Tokyo Style, shout out to Tokyo Style, who's an amazing wig maker and amazing hairstylist, amazing wig maker. Of course, I'm a hairstylist, so I'm going to give credit where credit is due. He did an amazing job.
They were comparing this to when Rihanna did her hair similar to that color.
Well, of course, they're going to always compare it to the gagger
is she's still on this carpet.
Right.
Safari was nowhere to be found. Yeah. She made sure he was banned from that carpet, but she's still there. Yeah,
which is so fucked up because he's 10 times more talented than this bitch.
No, but leave Karrueche alone.
I like her.
Leave Safari alone.
We're not hating on Safari.
Safari was at the, I went to the Snoop premiere called Indiana Pill Run. Safari was there and he was at the Diddy party too. Miss Diddy party. But he was not at the VT.
she there.
So Karrueche, we was into it?
Yeah, I'm all the way into it. Look, her abs are coming out.
Definitely.
You see those 2, 4, 6 joints? Yeah, she working on that?
Like her little self.
I just want her to do something. Like, I need something.
She has some shows that she's working on. I saw that.
She can't really act so far, what I've seen, just from Instagram. But I want her to do something. I'm glad she's not on here selling hair. She's not selling lip gloss. She's trying to do something. So that's why I do respect her, unlike other, like, ex-girlfriends of rappers and singers. So I do like her, but I just wanted to do something.
Yeah.
I need something more visible so you could run this moment so it would make sense.
She's making her way.
She's on The Bay, and I was nominated for like 3 Emmys.
That was cute. You had a soap opera online.
Sip your tea.
Okay.
Sip. Okay.
Webisodes are coming in.
Yes, they are.
All right. Next, we have Janelle Monáe. So, Bay.
Oh.
Hey.
I love it.
She always does this empress goddess situation.
Oh, sip tea.
What you feeling?
I don't like her.
The warlock. I love her hairstylist. Her hairstylist is awesome. honestly can sit here and tell you, I don't know if I'll have the patience to do that hair, to do that hairstyle. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work.
Really?
Yes. That's a lot of work.
Just so she wears boring.
It. You think she's boring? I think she's trying to come up out of it a little.
I think she's trying. I'm glad she's not wearing suits like she used to. I'm glad she's grown out of that. Mm-hmm. But she's just so boring to me. Like, her performance was boring. Like, just her... I don't know. I'm just not here for her.
I think she's trying to cross over.
I wasn't mad at the performance. I was. We're talking about more, but I was more mad at her vocals. But we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, Ciara. Mm-hmm. I love you, Cece, but no, I don't know.
What
I don't
is
know.
It?
I don't know.
No, but she looked good on the red carpet. When we saw her, she looked good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She looked amazing.
I don't know what this is, though. Is that like
is it
metal?
Like chains?
Metal?
But
if
I
it's
hate
metal,
the length.
I feel it.
The length is bothering me, too. Like, you're too tall for it to stop around the ankle.
It got to hit the
like,
ground.
It need to be a mini or hit that ground.
Like, I feel like she just got too comfortable, like, shopping at maternity hood or, like, something. She was like, well,
don't
really
come
like
for Cece.
No, you know I'll be riding for Cece. I'll be riding the video like, because I love the way she rides. All right, let's talk about some of the performances. Okay. Kendrick Lamar.
He did a great job.
Great opener. Great way to
okay.
open it.
I don't know if it was the best way to open it.
It's
it was
so
kind
cultural.
Of like, I know, but it's just kind of like, when I'm thinking award show, like, mm-hmm. I want to go into it not like dealing with like politics mm-hmm. or like dealing with like serious topics. Like, I want to have a good freaking mm-hmm. time. I want to like, yeah! Yeah. When he came out, and I will say this, this to me was one of his best performances
definitely.
I've seen from him. Like, I was looking at him like, mm-hmm. did NSYNC like come try to do something? Like, his little choreography mm-hmm. and whatnot. I love the fact that he used the American flag because, you know, a lot of the times that we've been talking about with a lot of the issues going on right now, people are kind of skeptical mm-hmm. about really respecting the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that he put it out there and said the song that he chose was mm-hmm. a song about unity, coming
yeah.
together.
Mm-hmm.
Great performance, great mm-hmm. message. What y'all think?
I think it was a cool opener because it goes with the times right now. It was mm-hmm. a meaningful performance. It was good. And Kendrick hasn't been out on the forefront, you know, with this album.
In
for some reason,
time.
He hasn't mm-hmm. been promoting this album like you would expect him to do, like he did his first album. So I'm glad that he opened it. And it was a perfect song for to open the BET Awards. That's just my opinion.
I like anything with Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that he did the flag. And I love the fact that he always does something controversial to deal with what's going on right
yeah.
now. Whether people hate it or love it, he's going to stick with who he is.
Yeah.
So I say, fuck it. Go ahead, Kendrick.
Sean?
I thought it was dope. I thought it was very appropriate, time appropriate. I like how the police cars are fuck the police, but American flag in the background.
Does it say fuck the police on
no,
the
No, but you're standing on a vandalized police car, you know, and with the American flag in the back. I think that in itself, those two images together at the same time are very powerful. Shout out to Pharrell for that song, too. Pharrell mm-hmm. produced that song, so that was dope, too.
Mm-hmm. And then I also think it's interesting you said he's not been promoting the album, and then in the middle of the performance it was like that cut and it was like wah, 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 and then mm-hmm. it said How to Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah.
We don't mm-hmm. get to see that when we in the media room.
Oh, so
we don't get to see any promos that they do, like the things, because it goes to BET and then it start counting down mm-hmm. on the thing. We don't get to see.
Well, no, in the middle of his performance it like stopped and it was like this, it was like a warning, and then all of a sudden it was like almost like he infiltrated the award
right.
show and like
yeah.
went to promote his album. And I like that because I felt like that was kind of like, oh no, I want to promote my album.
Very subtle.
Yeah, it was dope. K Michelle, Patti LaBelle, and Tamar Braxton. Auntie Tamar.
She was hot for diet pills. I said, first of all, she lost mad.
Where
water.
My girl?
Excuse me, I burped. Sorry. She lost mad weight.
She did.
And when she came out and them eyeballs was on 100, I said, oh, she high off them pills.
But she
right
does
now?
That in every performance.
Really?
She has no
BET
control
gospel.
Of her eyes. I think she needs to, I love Tamar, but I feel like she needs to rehearse in a mirror a little bit more because she doesn't pay attention to her body, her mannerisms, nothing. It's just all over
the
place.
All over the place, yeah.
But she looked good.
I think that
coat.
I think that.
I just can't, the way she walked out.
Yeah.
I was like.
But that was a moment. That coat.
I would have received that different. It was dope until Patti came out. Then when Patti came out, I revisited the performance. I'm like, mm-hmm. Patti LaBelle killed her set.
Yeah.
Like, Patti LaBelle was amazing. And I was like, Patti LaBelle is a legend. That's her fucking song.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Her vocal ability is just out of this world. She made them look like amateurs.
And Twitter was going off about that, saying that, like, why they should have had the original people that sing that, you know, covered it, like Coco and Kiki White. Yeah, they're like going in, and Kay Michelle shut that right on down. She was like, "But you're at home, Coco."
Oh!
She clapped back so quick.
No, Coco didn't say anything. Coco was retweeting. That's messy.
That's messy. And that's very subtle shade. So she came right for your neck since you want to be messy.
I love Kay Michelle.
Well, but my thing is like, I could feel Coco in the essence of it. But at the end of the day, and let's not take away from what this moment was, it was to bring two girls who socially have gone against each other.
Mm-hmm. Together.
And Mother Patty
and Mother
was
Patty
like,
in the middle. Exactly.
Oh, wow. I didn't even look at it that way.
Now, my thing was this. When I found out that Patty was going to join this performance, Kay Michelle comes out in her, like, stripper outfit, and I'm like...
That's disrespectful.
I mean, but then at the end of the day, Patti LaBelle was out here singing Voulez-vous coucher.
She outfit moi ce soir, right.
You know what I mean?
She's an innocent one.
But I was just looking at Kay Michelle, like, Then Tamar came out, and I was like, oh... Girl, like, Tamar, how you let Kay Michelle do you like that?
We saw her on the carpet. She didn't do any interviews. She hugged somebody who was being interviewed next to us.
Wale.
She hugged Wale. And I'm like, come on, Kay. Her booty.
It's crazy.
That booty. Now, I got a fat butt, but Kay Michelle booty is ridiculous.
She been doing those squats.
Shit. Squats. Laying on a table squats.
Yes. But she admitted to getting, you know, the fat transfer.
Yeah, she even did it on TV.
Yeah.
They all have those booties.
Yeah. Everybody got those. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Starting.
Well, all right. And then we had Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill.
Oh, that was
so
boring.
Cute.
Yeah,
I thought it was cute.
No, of course it was cute, but it was a little boring.
Yeah. Okay, here's my thing with it, and I want to love them, but my thing is just like, I don't know. I just go back to the situation that you just came out of, and then there was Meek Mill tweeted a long time ago that he wanted to get Nicki Minaj and whatnot. But I'm just like, it's all in the face. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, really? Y'all, like, had a BET Award performance. And you guys are hugging. And you guys are, like, the first lady of, like, hip-hop. And it's like, is Jay-Z and Beyonce coaching you? Like, is this, like...
But the thing about Jay-Z and Beyonce is it was years before it was confirmed.
Yeah.
These people just came out the gate polarizing, selling their relationship. That's why I don't like it.
But I think they were dating on low for a long time. On a low. They were probably seeing each other during the Safari thing because, you know, Safari and her were probably having issues. Meek, of course, you know, like a nigga do, slide right on in.
We saw Nicki Minaj. Nicki at the end. Queen was like, Southside Jamaica Queens.
And Nicki stood out of her car and was like, "Dad, Southside Jamaica Queens in the building. We from the same hood." You feel me? But I think they compliment each other. I think she feels free.
Yeah.
Because I honestly, my honest opinion about Safari, I never really felt him. I always felt like he was a leech. And I feel she's finally with somebody who's her equal. She probably got a little more money than Meek. But Meek is a multi-millionaire on his own.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
He don't need her for nothing.
No publicity, no nothing. Safari needed her for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like he was a leech, especially when I used to see him around Hollywood. But I think she's finally free. I think she's in a good place where she can be herself. If you follow them on Instagram, it's the cutest thing. Did you see them when they were on a little buggy going down the hall?
No, I can't. My roommate, she be playing. Updating me on Meek and Nicki's relationship. and it's like, maybe that's what irks me about it. She just be in my face about it. Because they are cute. It's just sickening.
So
they're just a cute couple. Like, that's the only thing. I just really feel like they're a cute couple. And I don't take them that serious. Like, Beyonce and Jeezy, I take very serious. It's very planned, everything. They're just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was at the basketball game during the BET experience, rooting for her man, playing the game. Like, little stuff like that makes you be like, they are regular.
Mm-hmm.
They're just people in love, enjoying life, and they just happen to be famous.
Famous and
seeing just
wealthy.
Like, little faces of her, like, she, like, looked at him, but then looked away. It was like, oh my God,
y'all
are fucking cute.
Like, she was hanging on. They were on, you know, that little scooter thing that everybody's on with the hands free.
Mm-hmm.
So
the aisle hop.
Whatever that is. He was on it, and she was like on it, and the way she's hugging him, and she's looking up, and he got the camera like, "Yo, isn't this dope? We don't have to walk through the airport." And she was like, "Don't go too fast."
A lot of people had those.
Like, that was like the cutest little thing.
Yeah.
They are able to be themselves with each other.
And she feels comfortable with him.
You know what else I think, too?
Shout out to Latif Daniels. Check out Iohawk Vegas on Instagram.
I think that they're because they're so public with their relationship. I think that gives them privacy too.
True.
versus like Beyonce and Jay-Z, they're so private and try to hide.
You want
to
dig. You constantly want to find something.
Yeah, and these two are so public to where they could walk, gallivant,
and be good.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody would care because like we're so used to seeing them. So it's crazy how that, you know.
They know what to give the audience.
Definitely.
And she can, when she left with a hat on.
She
switched
walking.
Her whole shit up. She left with a hat on and shit. Like, I'm good. It was like, my ass funny. Was like this.
She's walking out. She had her hat like this, like, not trying to fuck with nobody. But as soon as she got in the car, she got out the window. She was all,
Jamaica Queens in the building.
Her ass ran so fucking fast. I was like, I'm not chasing that
person. He go, Queen, you sure know how to run. You sure? He said, Queen, you're athletic. I said, athletic? I almost passed the hell out from the heat. He said, no, but Queen, yo, you be moving. I'm
really
like,
they really booked her ass. Like ran in the middle of the street by the Super Center. It was like a stampede. It was like hundreds of people. People I didn't even know was around just came out of nowhere and started chasing after the fucking Maybach.
It was fun. Great day.
Oh my God.
Great day.
The Janet tribute.
Oh.
So.
I don't care what nobody say. Hands down. Sierra killed it.
Yes. This was meant for Sierra.
Sierra should have did the whole thing by herself. Didn't need Tinashe. She damn sure didn't need Eric Derulo. Is that his name?
Jason
Derulo.
He shouldn't have been there. That's his first.
That's
is this his first time coming?
No, but that's just like, what does Jason Derulo and Janet Jackson have anything to do with each other? He's not even
it
great.
Chris
dancer.
Brown.
Yep. It should have been.
It should have been Chris Brown.
No, it wasn't Chris Brown because Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson both have been advocates against domestic violence, and they would never line him up with them.
But if Sierra and Chris Brown would have did Scream,
That would have been crazy.
Oh,
take us all out of here.
That's all. That's no all the truth.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves. Feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
He's paid his dues. What do you want him to do?
They showed Rihanna during his performance. I think it's like, that's kind of, it's over.
It's over.
Yeah, and she was singing A.O. Techno. She was like, A.O.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you saw her singing Janae's part on Post to Be.
Booty like
I was like, mad Janae wasn't there, but that was sufficient.
Why wasn't she there?
I don't know. That's the only place she should have been.
I feel like when I watched the Janet tribute the first time, I was like, fucking Sierra. I've been upset with Sierra these past couple of years, but I'm like, wow, that girl had my mouth on the floor. She It was just perfect. I thought that was,
right. We couldn't tell if it was Jeannie.
Yeah.
With the hair.
She brought that wig out with Jenna.
She was like, can I use that? Yeah, we didn't know. We was like, is that Jeannie? Because she got her stance down pat, that leg movement. Yeah. I was like, is that Jeannie? Then she flipped back. We was like, oh, the whole media room was screaming.
Yo, so Tinashe came out. She, and didn't I call this Pleasure Principle?
No.
Now I watched it, and I watched her music video before I watched it because I was like, I like Tinashe, and I'm gonna hope that she does amazing for this performance. And so my roommate thought it was great. Yeah, did a great job. I was looking like
it was a safe performance.
I was just kind of like, what is this?
Yeah, it wasn't tight. Exactly. You know how Janet moved like
very water?
Intricate. Like everything is tight, robotic.
It was very robotic. You could tell that she was counting. But what I will say, in her defense, she did a good job, but you have to also look at it. She was solo. Yeah. They all had a crew of dancers. So if they messed up, we were able to focus and look at other people. She was by herself. She opened up the tribute. So I gave her a little bit of a pass, but this was a moment, so she did kind of slip up on her moment. But
she did good with the reservation bit.
Look at it like that. Because 10+ years ago, MTV came out with the Icon tribute.
Which that
and
was
Maya
way better than that.
Slayed. Yeah. Now I'm sorry. Sierra should have been a part of that situation because she would have been out there like, hey y'all.
I watched the MTV Icon one. Thing on YouTube, that was way better than this.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was way better than this.
I feel like this was sloppy and rushed too.
Yeah, it was. I feel like it was sloppy and this was like kind of rushed. It was. And like sloppy.
But that if perform, I'm sick of seeing Rhythm, because that's so iconic. Everyone does Rhythm Nation. She's has so many other routines that's pretty iconic. Mm-hmm. But that if, that took me.
Oh, that last one?
No, when it was just Sierra, when Sierra first just started, just doing if when oh, she had oh, the wet yeah, and wait, yeah. I was like,
yes, that was it. That took me out of here.
That was it.
We was like, yes, Cece. I mean, when she flipped that, I was like, we was like, is that Janet? Did Janet come out? Cut thumbs up to Cece.
Yeah, definitely.
She get an A++. The two of them, I give them a B.
Well, I'd give Tinashe a B, and then Jason, I'm like,
a C.
Yeah.
The fuck to all for
I
you.
I don't even remember him. I don't remember his perform. Like, I remember him being here, but I was like, okay.
Nobody,
like,
if you look at all the blogs, they're talking about Tinashe and Sierra. Nobody
exactly.
Jason Derulo.
But so I did think about this while watching that performance. Media alert, Tinashe and Chris Brown should date, because I feel like that would elevate her career. It would actually kind of water down Rihanna a little bit. But imagine Tinashe, after watching the All Hands on Deck video, Tinashe and Chris Brown in a music video together would
But you know what's crazy? She's very close to her family. The question is, will her family let her date somebody like that?
She is very close
She's very close to her family. Her mom and her dad is very involved in her life. So the question is, do you think he always trying to come for me? Like,
no,
I don't
know
nothing. I don't know nothing. I just don't say much, but I know a whole goddamn lot. I think her parents are very selective with their daughter. I think everything that she's doing, they are literally helping her take every step to make sure that she keeps her integrity in order. So in regards to her dating Chris Brown, I don't think that's ever going to happen. Now, in regards to a collaboration, I think that'll be epic.
She does
that'll
need to date somebody, though. It's that day and age when it's just like to be a certain level star, you got to see you with somebody.
Yeah.
And then I remember when they was like linking her with Future because they was in the studio together, and she quickly tweeted, that's just a friend.
And then
we're not together.
But she never spoke about that Calvin Harris thing. They linked them together.
That's true.
What's that?
He's with Taylor Swift now.
Yeah. He did Rihanna's. Oh my God.
Where have you been?
Yeah.
Oh, where? Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I felt like Beyonce was at home watching Sierra do that, and she was like, "I would
never."
But that's why I fuck with CZ, because no matter what CZ has done or where she is in life, she still gives props to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A legend is like,
she was dope. Like that. My mouth was on the floor. I'm like, wow. But when I watched it again, though. She messed up. Sierra was two counts too fast.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you watch it twice and you would like...
But you got to watch it twice.
Yeah.
All that matters is the first one.
That is true.
You understand what I'm saying? You can watch it twice and break it down all you want. But that first initial, first performance, no one saw nothing messed up, nothing. Everybody saw...
I thought that was fucking Janet.
And we thought it was Janet.
She had
that wig was everything.
That was Janet's All For You wig.
All For You. She killed it. I think she did a great job.
Her body was looking bomb too. Some abs, and it was like still feminine though. Mm-hmm. Like Sierra out, and you know, I don't fuck with Sierra like that. I was really like, wow. Sierra was, that was dope.
That was a moment. Gonna go up.
Shout out maybe, to Sierra.
Maybe.
All right. So I thought the Janet tribute was going to be my favorite part of the show.
Nope.
Go and no, where Bad Boy Reunion came on the stage, 10-minute performance, and 10 minutes was not enough. I not want to get a tour. I need this to be a tour.
That needs to be a tour. It needs to be a tour.
That could be a whole
quickly.
Stadium tour.
And I was like, they could have pulled out a whole bunch more people. Like if Dream came out, Day 26, like they could have just
the band. Like, remember though,
if the band came out,
like whoa,
Bad Boy,
if that came
Bad
out,
Boy,
oh my god,
I would have died.
But you know what? I was waiting for Craig Mack. He was the first actor.
They're not
Bad
friends.
Boy.
They're not friends anymore.
But remember what Faith said? Her and Kim kind of had a
no. Biggie, Puff, and Craig Mack are not affiliated at all.
But it's other people. What about Loon's Muslim now?
No, that's right, and he's yeah, he.
But wasn't Kim and Faith like publicly beefing?
Yeah, but
that's
I think they've squashed that like years ago. They'll never be good girlfriends. They ain't gonna be Judy's no time soon.
They took some nice intimate pictures.
Yeah,
but I mean, this was a big thing. They both. I mean, at the end of the day,
they both
were in love with the same person.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you have to put that squash it at some point.
And that's so long ago.
Yeah. 20 years ago. Yeah. Can we live
but
a little
shit,
bit?
Fucking Craig Mack and Puff.
But it's business. Right. They didn't have business. They was fucking the same man. Biggie. I mean,
are you talking about money part?
But I'm talking money. You ain't Biggie. Puff and Craig Mack. That combination will never happen. You ain't hear about years ago when Craig Mack showed up at one of Diddy parties and was sitting in VIP. Diddy jumped over the couch to try to attack him. They got a picture of Diddy going to grab him and everybody pulling Diddy back. And Craig Mack is like this, like, don't hit me.
Wow. Or
some, yeah, they got beef, deep beef. That this is pussy beef. That's two bitches who could get away with it. They were sleeping with the same man, moving right along.
I wanted Mary J to come out in Total. I just need.
I wanted Total.
I wanted Total.
Total. Pam put on Instagram that they couldn't come to an agreement. The girls, Total.
Because the only two of them want to do it. The third,
she's
sitting there with Omar Epps.
She just had a baby. Too.
Yeah, she just had another baby. Mm-hmm. She's with Omar Epps. She's chilling. Her life is set.
That is, she married well.
Yes. She married well.
But this,
you know, it's crazy. Fucking Little Kim stole the fucking show with 8 bars from a 20-year-old song. She stole the show.
She came out the ground in that squat.
Hardcore.
I was like,
out the ground.
Hold on, buddy.
I'll
rewind that 3 times. I'm like, I don't care. What's
yo?
She
made it.
When she came out the ground in that squat and said, "What the blood clot?" Yes. We said,
Everybody went crazy.
I don't care what they say about this girl, Little Kim. She ain't never lose it, son.
Mm-mm.
This bitch right here is always gonna be epic.
A star.
She's a star.
That is
no matter what.
Rap icon.
Oh my gosh, she gave me goosebumps. I wanted to cry.
She was dope. That entrance was amazing.
Yes.
Her stage presence is just.
Look where she at.
She's dope.
Yeah.
She in it.
You could do nothing but rue her on right there.
But she knew that this was her moment. She needed to not fuck this up. Yeah. She knew, but she was with family too.
But you know what?
And it brought it back to that moment.
What I did though, I see these performances. I go back and I look at prior shit. Mm-hmm. Little Kim always gave a good fucking show,
no
matter what. And I'm comparing her to Nicki Minaj. She always been a star from hardcore performances. Lil' Kim always worked and ripped the fucking stage. Nicki Minaj don't have the stage presence this woman have.
I just think she was a born star. Yeah. She was bred different. She come from a different era when you can't get on stage and half-ass.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She had to own that shit from day one. I feel like Nicki was able to just do her thing and be prissy, just walk across the stage and lip-sync. She couldn't do that.
And plus, she had the best rapper of all time behind her, Big. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to be the best.
Yeah.
So that was really, really dope.
I wish they gave her a little more, though. I wish we saw a little more. But I think that there's a reason why they kept it.
They need to do
that.
This has
they
to
had
be
Mace come out twice.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I think this was dope. That was a statement. Like, she 8 bars, a 20-year-old song. She stole the whole show.
Yeah.
I think that was perfect. That was perfect.
Between that,
was just
that and Diddy hitting the deck, that was it for tonight.
Which, by the way, rewind that swim back. If you pay attention, right before he falls, there, I don't know if they something had spilled and they were cleaning it up right before, but I noticed this. Right before he walks over where he falls, someone reaches out and does something on the stage, pulls their hand back, he walks forward, and then he falls down.
Damn. You think somebody probably dropped something on the stage?
I don't know. So I don't. If there was maybe
a sweat.
He fell in a hole because what happened was, if you really pay attention, you could see Blonde. I think Kim was already in a hole waiting for her pop up. And I think they opened it too soon. He may forgot his time and he fell into the hole. Then right after he got back up, then that's when she was able to emerge. I think she
fell. No, I don't
fell.
Think so, because he fell right where that. See that man with the black guy with the suit?
Jadis? Yes.
Nope. In the pit.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right over
in
here?
The pit.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, okay.
Someone
I
with fell
a,
in that area.
Someone with a someone with a white glove wiped something on the stage and pulled his hand, pulled, it was a woman actually, with that man, pulled their hand back, and that's when Diddy went and fell. And I was like, wait, was that a setup like for someone to talk about? I don't know, I'd be too conspiracy theory, but
I
would
think what
go
Ian
back
is saying
it.
Is
think,
making a little more sense
he
because
was he all
came
in
out,
the hole.
She came out the hole like right here.
But you know what, the dope thing about that was a dope moment to me, because he got fucking back up and was doing his little Diddy bop.
Yeah.
So
he was looking like he could not.
I was all I kept saying was he owned the town. I said he's so old.
Because that bath was hurting.
I said, yo.
Cassie said in the audience, like, damn.
I was like, yo, his ass ain't going to be able to get up in the morning. I said, yo, his whole shit going to be swollen. Yeah. Like, yo, just give me a minute. I need to sleep for the day. He was trying, though. He was trying. It was great, though. That was the performance of the night.
But you know what, too? And Nicki Minaj, fucking shady. Platinum singles, platinum albums.
What award is this again?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, she mad because Lil' Kim... Little 8 bars still fucked over all her performances.
And she was like, if you don't live your dreams and you don't live your dreams or you forget to do something and somebody else come and do it, you can't be mad at somebody but yourself. Some shit she said that she said. Like she was throwing shade. But at the end of the day, Kim killed her. That's it.
Exactly.
That's it. Kim.
Because if you compare those two performances, they both did a couple bars.
Nicki know Kim killed her.
And Nicki was probably in the audience trying to keep that shit in, because Nicki grew up to her.
Exactly.
She know what's up.
Exactly. If you were on your feet and not on your feet in that audience, you wasn't watching the same show.
Mm-hmm.
You had to be mad. Like because every performance was
in the video room.
We were all everybody was screaming.
As soon as Lil' Kim popped out, everybody went crazy. Everybody.
We was best performance of the night.
All right, let's go to anyone else. Any have any other performances that they were really into? Or? By the way, when Pharrell came out.
His non-aging ass.
Non-aging.
I didn't like that song. I thought it was very like. I mean, maybe I need. I don't. What I try to do, I don't like to judge songs when I hear it for the first time as a performance. I'll wait till I can hear the actual audio of it, then I'll judge it. But it was kind of like, where is this coming from? I just wanted to keep this running. Keep all the 90s, Bad Boy, just keep it running.
Album that's coming out. Yeah. And I felt like the song actually had a pretty consistent feel with the sound that we were hearing from older Bad Boy records.
I didn't pay attention to the song. Was it a song from the 90s or a recent
song? No, it's a new song.
It's going to be his new single.
Yep,
why would he do that?
And he changed his name back to Puff Daddy.
He needs to change his name back to Puff.
Yeah. That's who he is.
Exactly. He was Puff last night.
Puff.
He was Puff.
He even grew the hair.
That was the locks. That was 112.
That was
poor Diddy. Diddy old.
Okay, wait. One last thing. 112, love y'all. But the man, why was he wearing the skirt?
Who had on a skirt? Which one had on a skirt? I didn't even get to pay attention to that.
Not Mike.
Mike is the bigger one.
Yeah.
It's Q Mike.
It wasn't Slim.
Slim wouldn't get caught in that.
Yeah.
Q Mike. And who?
Q, Mike,
maybe
Slim,
Q.
And Duran.
Maybe.
Q was the Dawson one.
That song. Q, Mike, Slim, Duran. This is what you wait. You remember that?
No.
112.
You remember that, right?
See? All right. Let's go to some winners. Chris Brown, Tyga, and Omarion. How do you feel about
Chris
that
Brown, like... I thought Omarion was dope. Omarion could dance, but Chris Brown, when you put people on the stage, like,
Really see.
Yeah.
You really see, because Chris killed that.
Yeah,
Chris was like, I'm about to go on tour. Here's just a little preview, which you can expect.
I'm so happy. Because
he put on a show.
And you know how I feel about Chris.
And he's so fluid, and just natural, and just... And that boy got some energy.
He can't do no wrong.
No wrong.
No wrong in my eyes. Absolutely not. People need to leave him the hell alone.
I would pay good money to see him.
I tell you that. He's a great performer.
Great show. He puts on, like, you. He's one of those artists. He could just go on tour by himself. He doesn't need no opening.
Yeah, he don't even need
he
a
has
stage.
A whole catalog that I want to see every. You could perform. Yo, you could perform. Hey, whatever you want to perform.
I'm going to dance with Diddy too, didn't he?
He hopped up on the stage and then he ran through the. He was feeling it.
He was.
That shit had him hyped. That shit had him hyped, son. Yo, he just made him. He did a little mama moment. Yeah. He bounced up on the stage. He did a little jig and then ran through the audience. He was in the back. He couldn't take it. He was just feeling it. He was just in his whole nother world. He was just dancing everywhere. Mm-hmm. We're like, yo, where the hell is Chris? Camera caught him all the way up in the audience.
That's it. Pre-show for you next year.
Right.
Was I the only person that didn't like The Weeknd's performance?
Oh, I didn't like it.
I want to shake his head so bad.
I just need Alicia Keys to just...
I'm over.
See, but I liked her version of the song. Wait, because I do not like him. I liked her version of the song better, and I thought he could have gave that to her because she needs a comeback single quick.
No, she needs to stay home and raise her kids.
Alicia Keys... Her voice is like, God, she just ain't coming back no more. There ain't no coming back. It's like, Vegas ain't even...
People keep letting Mariah back. Come on.
Did you just compare Mariah?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay,
but I'm just saying, like, we keep letting certain artists keep coming back and coming back. Alicia Keys get a cute little single. I'm over that piano.
I'm over that whole thing. I'm over that.
It gets worse with every song, performance.
Yeah. Damn. And every song.
Damn, sorry, Alicia. I didn't mean to bring you up.
Every single comes out, it's always the same type of song.
Yeah.
Like, Alicia, girl. Like, you should have came out with that song with Beyonce. Whatever happened to that with the video?
Beyonce wasn't having that. She didn't look cute in the videos, probably.
No, that's what they said. They said that Beyonce didn't like her look and they scrapped the video.
Yeah, she was like, I ain't having that.
It'll come out one day on Tidal.
If Tidal don't shut down first, hello. Ooh.
All right, let's talk about the winners. So, just a couple awards that were big. Best R&B Pop. Male, Chris Brown.
So happy for him.
Deserved. No other R&B guy touched him this entire year.
Yeah.
No one.
Omarion, like, love you, bud. But.
Omarion was looking good on that carpet. April?
She's so bad to me.
She's snatched. She has that biology degree.
Yeah.
Oh,
good. Educated. She's sweet.
And bad.
Yeah. Nice girl.
Popping. Okay, sorry.
Beyonce.
Of course.
One best
course.
R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, but the Beyonce album came out last year? Or was it for this year?
Last year, the sneaky one?
2013.
The sneaky one?
December 2013.
Yeah, so...
Really?
The sneaky one?
Yeah, so it was, right?
I thought that was 14.
That's what I was looking at.
I thought it was 14, too.
14.
Yeah.
Just happened.
Sure. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because Partition and all that she performed. Yeah, last,
well, but she did run those singles for the entire year. Yeah, so good.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Who else was nominated?
And I'm kind of over them not showing up.
Me too. But
why even nominate? Then Nicki Minaj in a rap thing. Like, why even nominate them? Why even televise these awards? We know who they're going to. Then Beyonce never shows up.
Well, how do you guys feel about the best female Nicki Minaj? I mean, this is something that we talked about. What's her name? Azealia Banks.
No one's touching her.
6 years in a row. Well deserved.
Well deserved. She's been working hard. Yeah. She's been putting in work. No matter what people want to say about her, about Nicki, Nicki's been putting in work and dropping new shit, whether we like it or not.
Exactly.
She's always coming with something fresh. People can say what they want to say about Iggy Azalea. Iggy Azalea needs to stay under the rock that she's
Iggy
in.
Azealia Banks.
At least she got a nomination.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
But she was mad about her nomination. She was like, why even nominate me if y'all know y'all already going to give it to Nicki? She wins every single year.
But at least she's nominated.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least they gave her some sort of recognition.
Who do you see coming up right now that will eventually have the chance? That's like who I'm thinking. That's the only person I can
like
really
her.
Think about.
Mm-hmm. I do like her.
She needs a different type of visual branding, I think, for her, because it's kind of all over the place.
She just looks late to me, but I like her. I like the music.
My
I think the music is cool.
Her. I haven't had my moment with her yet, even though I like her songs, but I haven't had my moment.
Mm-hmm. Tink is dope.
No, she's amazing. She's amazing, amazingly talented.
I like the singing part of Tink, not the rapping part of Tink.
Like all of it.
Me too.
And she has the best rap flow. She has the best song flow. Like, you just want... I don't even got hair, but I would comb it if I had. Best male hip hop, Kendrick Lamar.
He deserved it. God bless
him. No, I wish it was Drake. J. Cole?
You wish it was Drake?
So y'all don't go off to know yourself in the club. No one's ever used the hashtag woes this entire year. I love Drake. So I like this album. This album is dope to me.
Woes.
Everybody,
yeah,
like everybody.
Six with my woes.
The song was a major thing. Yeah, I feel like Kendrick, none of the songs we all know it because we're like music, but did the world really know Kendrick Lamar's single?
Drake do bring a pop element to his music.
Didn't Kendrick have
music.
The number one? What was that? Not Drake.
What about J. Cole?
J. Cole had the number one song.
I do like J. Cole. I do like J. Cole, but he is something, he just doesn't like promoting stuff to me.
He's not so true. Kendrick hasn't been promoting shit either.
I know. I don't know. I think they only gave it to him because Drake didn't want to come.
Ooh, sip your tea. Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
Okay. Let's just be honest. She looked good on the carpet too. My God, Dej Love.
She looks so uncomfortable.
That hair was. That sun was shining on them curls. I was like, who is this girl? She's popping.
I think she's
beautiful.
Beautiful black dress, pretty
girl. Her hair was popping. We didn't get her because I didn't know it was Dej Love at the time until I saw the pictures. But anyway, I'm sorry. But she looked good. I think at the end of the day, people got to do what they got to do. Kendrick got it. Let him give his. And he's from LA. They got to give him his props sometime.
And I think it's good just to give someone like that platform. So now more people will be into him. Like, oh, wait, why did he win this award? Let me check his music out. And let's get that kind of music into people's ears. Mm-hmm. Video of the year, Beyonce 7-Eleven.
She wasn't there, so I was disappointed about that. They knew she wasn't going to be there. But I think that's the most un-Beyonce video we've ever seen, and it won an award, and that was dope. That was, you know, you don't have to be all glammed up and have a million dancers behind you and a high video production value to be recognized.
Not only that, it went viral. Everybody and their mothers, all the girls is at home trying to do that and have, you know, how to battle things that y'all be doing. Mm-hmm. People be doing the battles for the 7-Eleven. I think, you know, God bless. Beyonce's always going to win an award, whether she's present or not. Exactly. That's just the way the cookie's going to crumble until the bitch retires. Exactly.
Well, boom. Overall, I thought it was an amazing show. VMAs, y'all need to come hard this year. I can't even imagine what the VMAs can really do.
When is the VMAs?
Usually end of August, beginning of September, depending on that. I mean, overall favorite moment for everyone?
It's a tough one, but I'm going to just go with the Bad Boy. That made me feel like I was in middle school again. It was so 90s. I felt bad. I felt kind of bad. I'm like, I was too young to know every single lyric.
That's crazy, huh?
You couldn't tell me. I didn't grow up in that era. Sometimes that made me feel like, heck, I wanted to be this age right now during that time. Really appreciate it and enjoy the 90s. But the Bad Boy reunion was hands down my favorite moment.
Hands down for me, Little Kim coming up out that ground.
I think that was it. Being there was the moment for me, the whole experience.
The Little Kim coming up out the ground took me out of here. Dude, when that bitch said, huh? What'd she say? Yeah, you know, she go, oh, like
wanna
Rick
rumble
Ross?
With the bee, huh?
When that bitch said, you wanna rumble with the bee, huh? And that bitch went down like this. I was like, Jesus, take me out of here, pick me up, pick me up. So definitely Bad Boy, definitely the Bad Boy 20-year reunion.
It was everything. I even loved the beginning with Diddy in the mirror.
When he's coming out. It just brought back more money, more problems. Yes. It just brought back everything. They
brought
the 90s.
The era when music was good.
Yes. What about you, Sean?
I like just the whole thing. Being there was dope. The Bad Boy reunion was definitely the highlight for me, but just the whole experience being there was, you know, amazing. Something I would never forget.
Boom. Well, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up all week long at BHL Online, also on The Beat TV on Instagram. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J. Ian, where can they tweet you?
At Ian Jarrell.
You can tweet me at Queen Live, Instagram at Quink Wink. Instagram and Snapchat at Queen Wink.
Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Sean Allen Live.
Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson.
Again, thank you for listening. If you haven't already, Apple listeners, hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. And listeners on every other platform, hit that follow button if you haven't already. See you guys on the next one.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.